B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Sean, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, well, I have a situation with, you know, a girl that I've been seeing, and I'm just kind of confused. Mm-hmm. Like, why she's not getting back to me, why she's not going to be seeing me again.
It could be the connection, but you almost sound like you're getting a little bit of a lip quiver. Are you going to cry or something like that?
No. I mean, I guess I'm just, I don't know, I'm just kind of frustrated. Like, you know, be honest with me. Don't be some fake ass.
Okay, here we go.
I might have one idea of what's going on here.
We went out a few times, and like, I even took her to a hockey game. Like, who doesn't love hockey?
Yeah.
And I even paid for her ass for, you know, for everything.
Well, how romantic.
My family was there. She met people in my family, and you know, people hit it off, and like, it's just like, you know, what the fuck? If you're not going to want to see me, then, you know, just let me know, man.
Yeah. So what do you think that you, do you think you did anything or maybe said anything or something to that effect that makes her not be into you?
I don't know what's different than what it was before.
All right. So do you want us to call her and apologize for anything? Like maybe...
I don't apologize for.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh, man.
Hey, this is great. Okay, so we'll call her for you next. How about that?
All right,
hang on. Second date update on 10s. We just spoke to Sean. He's very upset. I thought he was being emotional in like a crying way. He's emotional almost in an angry way because he said that him and this girl, Amber, went out a bunch of times and that, you know, it's been nothing but great dates. But all of a sudden, she's ignoring him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't figure out why. He's like, I don't know what the hell I did wrong. So before we call her, are you sure? Have you thought about it? Is there anything you think maybe she misconstrued?
I can't think of a thing.
Nothing, huh? So it was like, if you got up to the plate, if it was a baseball game, you got up to the plate four times and hit four home runs on one pitch each time.
Yeah, I'd say that.
All right, perfect. All right, well, then stay quiet. We're going to call her for you next.
Hello.
Hi, is this Amber?
Yeah, who's this?
Amber, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I just need to ask you something. We're not calling for any bad reason. We got your phone number from somebody. And it's if you just let me explain it to you, I think you're going to like what I have to say.
Wait, you're calling me from who? I don't understand.
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station. We got your phone number from a guy. And so this guy would like to take you out on a date. You know him. I'm going to tell you his name. But first, let me tell you what we have to offer you. He's called us because we'll pay for whatever date, if you say yes, that you choose. So you can pick the restaurant you'd like to go to. Yeah, you can pick whatever night you're not free. And you show up with this gentleman and eat and drink and see if you guys hit it off. And like I said,
who are you talking about? Because I have an idea, but that really matters. Who are you calling for?
Okay, well, is the idea Sean?
Oh no,
no,
no, forget no. I'm good. No, that guy.
Wow. Okay.
That guy's an idiot.
Is he an idiot? Can you explain why he's an idiot? Because we talked to him and he seemed confused and a little angry as to why you're not getting back to him because he feels like you guys had a great time and all of a sudden you blowing him off is kind of immature.
Immature? Okay, well, I think it's also immature to pretend that you're someone that you're not. Don't you think so?
What do you mean he's acting like someone he's not?
Well, we went out to dinner and he flashed some kind of military badge and got some kind of a discount, I guess. And then we went to a hockey game and they do this kind of military appreciation thing. And like in retrospect, it's really embarrassing because he stood up, you know, and got this standing ovation. And he's not even in the military. Like his family was there.
Oh my God.
Wait.
What?
No, I have to tell you this. This is the whole thing. He has a twin brother.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled me aside and said, oh, is Sean doing that military bullshit? He's never even
Wait, hold on. Sean's on, Sean's on the phone and he's listening to what you're saying.
So you're pretending to be in the military? No, no, it's just, you know, sometimes you can get a discount with that,
Ramiro, you didn't finish the question. It's, you're pretending to be in the military to get discounts?
Yes, you're pretending
to be in the military for the hookup.
You're out there anyway. You don't mind when, you know, we're getting a discount or we're getting a, you know, a better place in line and people say thank you for your service. You like it when we got that attention. So this is bullshit.
Well, I thought you were actually in the military. I thought it was real. If it's not real, then that, I mean, what the f*** is wrong with you?
You didn't feel weird when you a bunch of people cheered for you thinking that you were in the military at a hockey game?
Yeah, I mean, it felt kind of good. So, you know, just because I couldn't get into the military, you know, I would have. I wanted to, but... Yeah,
you didn't. It's not real. Why do you want to be cheered for something that you didn't actually do? That's stupid.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you go online, people pretend to be what they're not all the time. It's just your best version of your self.
Sure, man, you're gonna ride this one all the way to the end. Okay, let me ask Amber. Amber, do you want another date with Sean?
No, but can I get a date with his brother? Because he seems to be the real man in the family.
Well, now.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead. He might have been in the military, but I got the bigger dick, and that's a fact.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Self-quarantine is not stopping people from the essentials, you know, getting food, meeting people, and dating. They're still doing it, and they're still messing up, which is lucky for us. You're going to hear a funny-ass second date update on the 10s again tomorrow, 8:10, right here on your throwback station, baby. It's hot.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.